welcome back. Women don't get things sometimes, Spike.
Oh, really?
No, you can't.
You say sometimes?
Yeah, you're right. I suppose you're right. My stomach just sank. I get a call from Melanie, who knows I'm on air. So she's obviously with Bowie. So to call me while I'm on air, my initial thoughts immediately go to, oh, my God, something happened to Bowie.
Right.
And that would be a fair assumption, wouldn't you say? For her to call me in the midst of a show.
Yeah, like the house is flooding.
House is flooding. Calling to tell me Bowie pooped for the first time in the potty. Which is great, because I would love to get rid of diapers.
Yeah, really.
But come on. I mean, dude, you have no idea. My stomach is still kind of readjusting itself. Wow. Still readjusting itself. Oh, by the way, let me tell you, I almost punched Bowie out. She my baby. If I want to punch, I can punch her.
You can.
So she's in this screaming phase now, where, you know, she understands that if she goes high, she can go higher in pitch and it annoys us. But she's in the phase where if she asks for something, she wants later. And she understands words. She's speaking in sentences and she understands words. But she'll go, popsicle, please. And she thinks because I taught her to say please, you know, and I would always say please to her, that just because she says please, that's an automatic.
That's a trigger word.
Yeah, that's like, hey, man, I said please.
like, no offense.
What's the issue here?
Yeah, really.
Why are we still negotiating? Yeah, really. Did you not hear me say please? That's how she is. So, anyway, damn, put that in.
I'm going to use it.
And I know you ain't. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is preparing for his. Don't whip. Let me whip this out.
Excuse me while I whip this out. That show is on Side Splitters, Tampa, June 30th, 4 p.m. The links are on my social media. All of the floor seats save two are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Sold is going to sell out. All of the floor seats save two are gone. Don't F around waiting to get a ticket. Get a ticket. It's the redo debut of Spike on the Mic. So anyway, I'm laying on the couch, and I've said to her, and I don't think she needs another popsicle because she just had some other snack. But I'm laying on the couch, and I'm trying to go through something on my phone, and or I'm just laying down because I'm just exhausted. And she's like, popsicle, please. And I'm like, later. I'll get it for you later. And I know what it was. It was near lunchtime. And I'm like, after lunch. And she understands the word lunch.
Mm-hmm.
She understands the word after. She understands no. Mm-hmm. All of these things that I said. So now imagine me, I'm laying on my back and she's across. She's like standing maybe 3 feet, 4 feet away from me, standing there going, and you know, and she's standing near my shoulder where she's parallel to my shoulder. So I say no again, and then she raises her voice, and then I said no, and then she. You ever see a guy, or maybe it's happened to you, where you'll have somebody near your face, and you guys are going back and forth, and you've seen it happen, and then the one person decides to come up and chest up on like bump his chest, you know what I'm saying? Not hit or nothing, but come up and you know, like, are we gonna, and this. This MF comes up and bumps the side of my arm, chest bumps the side of my arm. I go, what? I can't repeat what I said, but I was like, I know you didn't. Who do you think you are? Pushed her off of me. I'm like, I know this child did not just bump up on me. She did that. Absolutely.
So did you go get a popsicle?
Hell no. She wasn't getting nothing after that. Even if I was going to get a popsicle after that display, she wasn't getting nothing. She is getting too bad. She is getting too crazy for her own good. But I will. I cannot remember for the life of me, and I know you can because you only have one child, right? I keep saying
yes.
One. Okay. And that's been forever. I cannot remember how any of my previous three kids were potty trained. Clearly, they were all potty trained at some point. Mm-hmm. I do remember Legend. I remember Legend. You know, I was in an apartment. This was during my divorce from his mother. There was a long cabinet and there was nothing in it. And I was looking, and he had went in and he had, you know, closed the door and he was pooping. And then when he finished pooping, he came out and he was like, can you change my diaper? There gets to be a point where, because there's sometimes, you know, you probably remember this with a kid, they don't care that they're running around in a diaper full of poop. They it doesn't bother them.
Yeah, that's early
but,
on.
Right. But there gets to be a point where they're like, yeah, this is no good. And there also gets to be a point where they're self-conscious about it. And I do remember him being self-conscious. I just cannot for the life of me, and I've been racking my brain trying to figure out what it was. I'm not, Melanie is going to be his potty training, but she's actually, there's some three-day thing, apparently. Don't ask me about the methodology, where she got it. She got it somewhere on the internet, and people are saying it's like one of the easiest ways. It's a three-day thing where you just got to let them walk around without a diaper. You don't let them wear a diaper, and you have the potty, and you know, and if somebody knows this method, please call in and tell me that it works. But because all I see is 3 days worth of mess around the house and the floor, which I'm not cleaning up.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to mess without the safety net of the.
Well, I think
that's what the potty train program does.
So you're saying you don't think she's going to go to the bathroom without wanting to sit on the potty because she knows she doesn't have the diaper.
Yes.
And that sounds right, Spike. Mm-hmm. Although obviously you've got to put a diaper on them at night because they're not afraid to. But that sounds about right. I still think maybe not with poop, but maybe with pee, you're probably going to have an issue here or there.
You might have an accident.
Yeah, which is not. But I don't remember. I'm almost certain I didn't do that with either of the three of my kids. But the wife could have. The two wives.
Oh yeah, this is probably some new method that they came up when they did the new math.
I guess it is, and again,
it's probably new.
727-579-1025 if anybody utilized this method where for 3 days you're supposed to not allow them to wear diapers cost money, Spike.
Oh, dude, it was a raise in pay when we got out of ours. Got out of her diaper.
That was a pay raise.
You
bought that Miata.
Mm-hmm. Right. But here's a funny story about that. You know, I know this one cat. When he had his baby, him and his wife went through this. I'm going to use cloth diapers. Save the environment.
Right.
I said, okay, good luck to you. That lasted 2 diapers, maybe? I mean, it sounds good. You know what I mean?
Okay, well.
Did you try that last?
Well, no. When I came up, there's a picture of me, and I might be three or four, and I'm in a cloth diaper. They didn't have, I don't believe, when we came up, there were no disposable diapers.
Probably not. Right.
So it was all cloth diapers, and I remember after I was out of diapers, I remember because I had younger brothers.
I don't know if you remember that.
No. I remember after the point that I was out of diapers older, especially my younger brother, Eric, I remember that they had to go through the cloth, maybe one of them. I remember, you know, you put them in a thing, you'd have to dispose of the poop and then put them in a diaper bag, and then you'd have to do that laundry like almost on the daily or whatever. But this was
one of those. I'm going to say newfangled parents, and they read a lot, and they was thinking, I'm going to save the world. Not necessarily save the world. They just figured, I'm going to be more pure and have the, you know, do cloth diapers.
Right.
I said, get out of here. I bet you don't have air conditioner either.
Yeah, you want to save the world? Yeah, cut that AC off. Come on now. But, cloth diaper. No. You are adding so much more work onto yourself. But people make their choices based upon their ideologies. And they always say that. So that's fine. But listen,
you're going to get a pay raise when your diapers are no longer used. I know.
I am extremely excited for that phase to begin. But don't call me when you know I'm at work and I see that number and I'm like, oh, my God, something horrible has happened.
Maybe that's your fault. No, why did you get anxiety attack?
Because she never calls me while I'm on air.
Hold on a second. She's called you while you're on air. I've been here when you called and she called doing the air. I've been here. So I'm saying
when we arguing or something, or I had to get some information.
But it happened.
Maybe, Spike, I've been
the
on
number,
air.
The number of okay. time doesn't matter.
It does matter because it shows the infrequency. I've been on the bone 11 years. She may have called me twice on air. So it's so.
And the two times, was it a catastrophe?
I couldn't tell you, but no, it wasn't. But still, it's odd. Two times out in 11 years, I think you can understand my panic.
No.
Hold on. The other two times you called, we didn't have Bowie. So this is the first time that with Bowie,
but the house could have been on fire.
Man, I don't care about that. I can replace the house. I can't replace Bowie.
You went straight Bowie.
Right.
You could have went. The house could have been on fire today. She still would have called you.
But that would have still put Bowie in jeopardy. My main concern was that there was something wrong with Bowie. And that is the first time.
So if the house is on fire and she got Bowie and everything's safe, don't call?
Oh, yeah, you call the fire department. What are you calling me for?
She's already done that.
Then what I'm going to do? Send me a text. Hey, the house was on fire, but the firemen are here. You got to call me. I'm on air. Hey, what's your name? Go ahead.
Hey, this is Taylor.
Hey, Taylor, what's up?
Hey, Spike is so right. The cloth diapers are a no-go. My good friend is a very green, earth-loving individual and was going to do the cloth diapers. That lasted 2 days. The stank was brutal.
If you've never had a kid and gone through a grip of diapers in a day or 2 days, and it's your first kid, and you think, okay, cloth diapers will be fine, you're in for a rude awakening. There's nobody that had a kid that used disposable diapers that is going to go to cloth diapers. That's just not going to happen.
There is a reason why diapers are sold in boxes that have more than 24.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. All right, thanks for the call, Taylor.
Goodbye.
Appreciate you. All right. I got a couple of things that I saw, Spike, I want to talk about when we get back. Don't go anywhere. It's Cat Named Mo Show.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone.